shall tread.
Of the fullness of ministry gifts, the fullness of power. We're going to walk in much, much greater dunamis. Power, authority, power and authority. Favor. Favor is coming to you this year. That's why, look at somebody, line up. You ain't got to go out looking for it. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, you don't have to go out looking for it, advertising for it. Listen, something is on you. Look at somebody, tell them right now, something's on you, child of God. It ain't something you concocted. It ain't something you prayed so hard for. No, it's a Kairos time. God done downloaded something on your life. If you will observe, it's a time of prosperity. It's a time of increase. It's a time of breakthrough. It's a time of rising up into a new stature. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. Guard it. Set up those boundaries. Stop wasting your time with people that are like leeches. They like the fire. They like to be around the fire, but they don't want to pay for the fire. I don't waste my time. I used to waste my time trying to encourage folks and realize, wait a minute. They ain't even faithful. They come every night and always want to tie you up on the phone. Or get your time, get your revelation. I ain't giving it to you. No, you want to put time into those that you know are of the same tribe. On the same frequency. You'll get everything. And you'll be waving a white flag. Enough, Apostle, please, enough. Because you'll get it all. But you got to be careful. People are like leeches. They'll drain you. It's a time of favor. A time of power. You got to guard yourself. Guard your heart. Out of it are the issues of life. Don't let people draw you into strife and contention and foolishness and, you know, all that bickering and, you know, wrong attitudes and, you know, talking about this one or talking. Loose here. I like that. Say it with me. Loose here. Ain't got no time for that. Get off me. Ain't no time for that. All right. So fullness of ministry gifts will be established. Power, authority, favor, revelation, judgments and righteousness. In the midst of all this, the stars are going to shine in darkness. What is the darkness? Darkness is opposition. See, if you're outside the pattern, God can't favor what's outside the pattern. And sometimes that's why your world gets rocked. Because what you're involved with is outside the pattern. Amen. And so God himself will seek to destroy that or to remove that. We got to get in alignment and inside the pattern. Most of us know how this house moves and what's required. And so I want some of y'all, you young people alike, stop sitting on your gift. When I say that, what do I mean sitting on the gift? You've not been able to really get into the flow of things because you've not been faithful. A couple of amens thinking in the back there. This is the stuff that will help you. Because we're not a blessing model. There are times we need to build. But before we build, we sometimes have to clean the foundation up. We got to plow the ground. We got to break up the fallow ground and the stuff and not try to build on stupidity or foolishness or on flesh or rebellion. Because there's a lot of folk that are gifted, but they got rebellious spirits. Don't think for a moment I don't see you, especially on Sunday. I don't have my glasses on, but I still see everybody. I have more, I can see your eyes. You understand? That's the model, really. And even as an apostle in our city, I don't like to be out front, and I'm not going to bogart my way out front, but as an apostolic gift, God places a mandate on you, whether you like it or not. And you have to, that's why I say when you become his prisoner, you realize it ain't about you. There's a voice that needs to be heard. There's a sound that has to go out. And it will go out through apostolic people. It's not denominational. It's not Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Catholic. It's none of that. It's none of the denominational stuff. It's a proceeding word. It's a current revelatory word of what God is doing now, what he's requiring of us now. Say this with me. No more church as usual. Come on, say it like you mean it. No more church as usual. We keep on doing things and believing things and thinking the same way, trying to get different results. We go crazy. Might not seem like a big thing, but I challenge you on Sunday to sit somewhere else. Might not sound like a big deal, but sit somewhere else than you, where you normally sit, where you have sat for the last 5 years. Really? Why? Just something as simple as that. You know why? People will get uncomfortable. I don't know. Being uncomfortable is a good thing when it comes to things of God. God don't want you just settling in on your laurels to where you're just comfortable. Now, there are times comfort is good, but there are times we need to move on where change is necessary, where we need to change a wineskin and not do the same old. I don't know all the time what that looks like in the future, but I'm open to it. Lord, what do you want to do when services don't look like services? You know what I mean? When it don't look like, well, why did you do it that way? We don't do it that way. Since when? You know, people, it's a mindset. These things have to come down. God is, there's a structure in the spirit. It's an organization, but it's an organism. You know, when Moses, in Exodus 17, when the first battle took place, Moses went up to the mountain. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, and he held up the rod, his authority. Joshua went down in the valley and fought, and as long as the rod was held up, isn't that interesting? As long as the rod was held up, Joshua was winning. And Joshua had military prowess. He knew how to war. He could war. But whenever Moses got tired and his arm went down, Joshua started losing. So it wasn't contingent upon his ability. It was contingent upon that authority being held up. Now, when he got tired and when Aaron got tired, they were out there all day. When they both, Aaron and Hur and Moses, got tired, they rolled a stone. And they all set him on the stone. I mean, when you see, it's a lot easier if you're holding something up to be sitting down. You know, especially if it's all day and somebody holding your arms up, then you standing up. And Moses was up in age anyway. But the stone represents the skeleton, the structure. See, that's why God has a pattern. He'll move all kind of ways. But there are days where God will just allow us to rest on the pattern. But there are times God will move all by himself the way he wants to move, and we need to be open to that. And when he ain't doing that, we rest on the pattern. Because that way we're winning down in the valley. We're not becoming frustrated and burnt out. You know, some people just want bizarre happenings and all kinds of things happening all the time. It's not like that. There's a stone to rest upon while we hold up our authority. But we're not always going to be sitting on the stone, because there's times God wants to move. Every time we come in here and we want to preach, and God says, no, I want you to lay hands on everybody. Get the elders up here. And we just anoint everybody, pray for everybody, and then there's the breakthrough. Then there's the joy. Then God does what he wants to do. You understand what I mean? And that's when we align ourselves. So don't be insecure. See, in a move like this, you have two types of people. You have what you call loyalists and opportunists. Loyalists are those who won't move from their seat because they're secure with that. And they want to protect. They think you're intruding upon their anointing or something. And so they're not going to move. Or if you take it to another level, a pastor in a city that won't be part of the move of God because they're protecting their sheep. But in essence, they're protecting their sheep from the move. And they think they're doing God a favor. Or you have the opportunist that sees the move of God and says, oh, what can I get out of this? How can I promote myself? How can I get my gift to operate? How can I get my ministry, you know, some credibility? You know, we have guests all the time, and I used to have some pastors that came through town or came to some of our meetings and that. And it would sometimes irritate me. Not it doesn't now, but back then, when our guests would be headed over, we'd be headed over, and right away one of the pastors would want his card. Have no regard for the person that invited him, that knows him, just want to get him. Yeah, opportunists. There's a protocol. You go and you say, hey, I really enjoyed that ministry. Pastor, what do you think? Think he might be open to, you know, visiting our place at some point in time or something? I'm just curious. Cause, you know, I pray about it. I'd love to have him go through that protocol, go through that rule of engagement. That's how, what are we talking about? We're talking about being in alignment in the church. There are different ministries all through the church. You can't just be running over folk. There are qualified people that are appointed that are representing Pastor and I, representing the Lord and representing this house, and you don't just sidestep them, go over their head. You know, you recognize and honor that authority. Tell somebody right now, get in alignment. The thing about Zebulun, the tribe of Zebulun, they were men that were expert in war and in weapons of war, and they could keep rank. They weren't of a double heart. They weren't wavering. They weren't up today and down tomorrow. They weren't with you today and then want to do their own thing the next day. No, it's when we become Christ's prisoner that we truly find freedom. We are his bond servants. But in that lies the freedom. Like a oxymoron. Is that what you call it? A paradox. It doesn't make sense to the carnal mind. But therein lies our freedom. What's going to happen in this year, old wineskins are going to be exposed. God's going to remove the masks from people that oppose his move. And they're going to be showing up for who they are. He's going to remove the mask. There's going to be adjustments and changes concerning the paradigms, our perception, our perspective, how we operate, the different paradigms. There's going to be changes. This year, people are truly going to start embracing the teaching on the kingdom and not just church as usual, but the kingdom. My heart, as I work with these other pastors and we're trying to formulate some things and we're hammering out a bunch of stuff, because I am determined I'm not going back into an old wineskin.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.